And our regular film buff, Jason DeRosso, is taking a break, probably off watching a whole lot of movies for us. But there's always a new film in the cinema. Jason aside, here to tell us about a few new releases is ABC Radio Sydney's resident film critic, Danielle McGrain. Danielle, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Well, thank you for having me, Fran.
This week, you're bringing us a film about one of the great ballet dancers of the 20th century, Rudolf Nureyev. Tell us more.
Yes, and one of my favourites, actually. I remember being a young girl and watching him and Margot Fonteyn and their incredible chemistry. So I was quite excited to see this, but I have to tell you, if you are expecting to see him dancing on stage at Margot Fonteyn, that's not what this film is about. It actually charts him from childhood to the first moments that he travels to Paris as a dancer. And it's really about him coming into his own spirit rather than him training as a dancer as such. I mean, we do see moments of him training. We do see him sort of going to school as a child, in a ballet school in Russia. But it's really more about his coming into himself because he was such an interesting, spirited character.
Well, coming into himself he's out of Russia in 1961 at a young age. The West is a very different place.
I know. And look, spoiler alert, they do tell you very quickly early on in the movie that what we're leading up to is his defection. And there is this incredible scene in Paris, in the airport towards the end of the film, where we see that play out. But that's not really what it is. This film is really about his growth. And it's directed by Ralph Fiennes, who people will know as the actor Ralph Fiennes.
And he Ralph Fiennes.
Ralph,
yep. Yep.
And he directs this in Russian.
In Russian.
And he himself stars in it and speaks in Russian. So it's really quite extraordinary.
We have a little teaser from the film now. Let's have a listen.
Ballet is not about rules. We have to aim higher.
Rudy, you dream of a world that isn't this one.
He has to go to Soviet Union.
They're trying to kidnap me.
Rudy, you have to say what you want.
Okay.
I want to be free. Это выпад против Советского Союза.
Да нет, все в танце. Наверное, он из-за чего-то.
Tension of that decision at that time must have been intense. Does the film capture that? And you said it's in Russian, but that was English there.
Yeah, so it's predominantly in Russian when he's actually in Russia. When he travels to Paris with the Kirov Ballet, who he is dancing with, then we see moments where he's speaking in English, but he still speaks in Russian also. So it's really probably three quarters in Russian, I reckon, the film. There is a lot of tension there. There's a tension between, I suppose, him deciding what it is he wants out of life. Does he want to sort of stay with Mother Russia, or does he want to expand his horizons? And he is an artist, and he wants to go further with his life and with his art. And that's really what he's grappling with.
And that was so much of the tension was for so many people at that time,
Absolutely.
Sports stars as well. Ukrainian dancer Oleg Ivenko plays Nureyev. It's his first acting role.
Right.
I understand they've got a strikingly similar countenance. What kind of actor does Oleg Ivenko make?
Yeah, they do. I think it was interesting that Rafe himself, when he was casting this movie, was considering whether or not he should get an actor and have a body double doing the ballet, or whether he should get a dancer and a sort of somebody who could potentially act. And he opted for the dancer because I think he felt that they really had to have that physicality as well. So he's actually pretty good. He's actually not bad. I wouldn't say he's up to sort of Ralph Fiennes standards, but he's bringing that sort of youthful energy and spirit to the part. And I think that's the whole point. You know, he does look very like him, but he's also got that sort of strong personality. He's a bit of a diva at times, as we know Rudolf Nureyev was. And I think he's very good at capturing that. I mean, dancers, I guess, by their default, are actually actors too, really, aren't they,
on
stage?
It's called The White Crow. Also this week, you've got a documentary for us about the Satanic Temple. Can you refresh my memory?
I know.
It's a Satanic Temple.
It's not as dark as it sounds. I went into it thinking I was going to be watching something about Satanists. Look, they're not actually Satanists. It's a political activist group. Initially, when you're watching this, you think it's a mockumentary, perhaps, about Satanists. It soon transpires that this is a group set up in around 2013 in America, and they're challenging that idea that this is a secular country. They're pointing out all these moments where Christianity seeps in to those, I suppose, state opportunities that they shouldn't be. So you have like moments where they're praying before a council meeting, or they're erecting a Ten Commandments statue outside a governor's office. And they're saying this kind of thing shouldn't be happening because we're supposed to be a secular nation. So their idea is, we set up the Satanic Temple and we challenge that. And we say, if you're going to pray, in a Christian way, you also need to pray our way as Satanists. You also need to erect this statue to the devil if you're also going to erect this monument to the Ten Commandments.
And the point of this documentary, just briefly, it has sort of meaning beyond the US?
Well, the group itself expands internationally, but it really does just focus on this one sort of group within the US and how they're challenging that notion of secularity, I suppose, over there, and how Christianity has really come into their constitutional moments when it shouldn't. They're constitutionalists, really.
Okay. It's called Hail Satan. Would you recommend it?
I would. There's a question mark after that as well. It's Hail Satan question mark, which sort of gives it away. This isn't really about people who celebrate Satan. They're people, they're outliers. They're people who don't want Christianity to be seeping in to moments where it shouldn't, basically.
Terrific. Danielle, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Danielle McGrain is the local film critic for ABC Radio Sydney, and she's filling in for Jason for us for a week or two.